Unit 2. English Around the World. Warming up.
Oh, there you are. Now then, did you have a good flight?
Sure, we flew all the way direct from Seattle to London.
You must be very tired. Did you sleep at all on the plane?
No, not really. I'm very tired. Could I use your bathroom?
Why, of course. You don't need to ask. Just make yourself at home. Let me give you a clean towel.
A towel?
Yes, here you are. The bathroom is upstairs. It's the second door on the left.
Thanks, Nancy. If you'll excuse me now.
Have you found it?
I found the bathroom. But I didn't find what I was looking for. Listening. Listen carefully to the tape. Mr. Brown's landlady has many house rules. Write down 5 of them.
It's that woman. She drives me crazy. It all started right from the very first day. I would say from the very first evening when I set foot into that house. Good evening, Mr. Brown. Could you please put your coat on a peg? Oh, no, not there. In the closet, please. Yes, thank you. And, oh, your shoes. Could you please take them off? Thank you. And, your umbrella. Yes, could you please put your umbrella in the umbrella stand? Oh, no, not there. Here. Please, don't forget, the key of the front door. Here you are. And remember, if you come home after midnight, please lock the door. Good night. Oh, Mr. Brown? Would you please be quiet after 9 o'clock in the evening? And that was only the beginning. Mr. Brown, don't shower after 9, she shouted. She would walk past my door and say, Mr. Brown, would you please remember not to smoke in the bathroom? Could you walk the dog, please? Will you turn down your radio, please? Please, Mr. Brown, could you speak quietly on the phone? It was terrible. Oh, I could not have stayed there another week for sure. And then there was this letter. Dear Mr. Brown, it said. Could you please return the key of the front door? And one more question. Can you help me find a new tenant for my flat?
Speaking. 1.
Karen, can you tell me how to pronounce kilometer?
Sure. British people say kilometer and Americans say kilometer.
Karen and Emily, is there anything that isn't clear to you?
Emily asked me a question, but I already answered her.
What was her question?
She asked me how to pronounce kilometer.
2.
Harry, take these 2 pizzas to Mr. Thompson on Broad Street, number 12.
Can you spell that name, please?
Thompson, on Broad Street, number 12.
Can you repeat the address, please?
Broad Street, number 12.
Got it.
Take Dave's motorbike. Here are the keys. And hurry up.
Anything else?
Don't forget to buy me some ketchup on your way back.
Reading.
English around the world. English is a language spoken all around the world. There are more than 42 countries where the majority of the people speak English. Most native speakers of English are found in the United Kingdom, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, South Africa, Ireland, and New Zealand. In total, for more than 375 million people, English is their mother tongue. An equal number of people learn English as a second language. These people will perhaps speak the language of their own country at home with their family, but the language of the government, schools, newspapers, and TV is English. This situation is found in countries such as India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and the Philippines. However, the number of people who learn English as a foreign language is more than 750 million. Everywhere in the world, children go to school to learn English. Most people learn English for 5 or 6 years at high school. In China, students learn English at school as a foreign language, except for those in Hong Kong, where many people speak English as a first or a second language. In only 50 years, English has developed into the language most widely spoken and used in the world. English is the working language of most international organizations, international trade, and tourism. Businessmen and tourists often come to China without being able to speak Chinese. Chinese businessmen, taxi drivers, and students talk with them using English. English is also the language of global culture, such as popular music and the internet. You can listen to English songs on the radio or use English to communicate with people around the world through the internet. With so many people communicating in English every day, it will become more and more important to have a good knowledge of English.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. American English and British English. Many students want to know about the differences between American English and British English. How did these differences come about? There is no quick answer to this question. At first, the language in Britain and America was the same. In 1776, America became an independent country. After that, the language slowly began to change. For a long time, the language in America stayed the same, while the language in England changed. For example, 300 years ago, the English talked about fall. Today, most British people talk about autumn, but Americans still talk about fall. In the same way, Americans still use the expression, I guess, meaning, I think, just as the British did 300 years ago. At the same time, British English and American English started borrowing words from other languages, ending up with different words. For example, the British took typhoon from Chinese, while the Americans took tornado from Spanish. In 1828, Noah Webster published the first American dictionary. He wanted to make American English different from British English. So he changed the spelling of many words. That's why the words color, center, and traveler are spelt color, center, and traveler in American English. Except for these differences in spelling, written English is more or less the same in both British and American English. The differences are greater in the spoken language. For example, Americans say dance, and in Southern England they say dance. In America, they pronounce not. In Southern England, they say not. However, most of the time, people from the two countries do not have any difficulty in understanding each other. Words and Expressions, Unit 2. Nancy. Bathroom. Make oneself at home. Towel. Landlady. Closet. Karen. Pronounce. Thompson. Broad. Repeat. Dave. Ketchup. Majority. Native. Total. In total. The United Kingdom. Tongue. Mother tongue. Equal. Government. Situation. Pakistan. Nigeria. The Philippines. Except for. International. Organization. Trade. Tourism. Global. Communicate. Communication. Exchange. Service. Signal. Movement. Peg. Commander. Tidy. Stand. Stay up. Come about. Independent. Fall. Expression. End up with. Typhoon. Tornado. Spanish. Noah Webster. Publish. Southern. Statement. President. European. Bring in. Florida. A great many. Howl. Cookbook. Compare. Replace.